Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary with Hannah Elise. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. I hope everybody's having a great day. I'm just a little bit off track still from last week when I posted on a Friday. So I'll be back to my normal group of things next week. I like to have the episodes up at midnight on Tuesday, like midnight Eastern time, but today that was just not in the cards, but we're still getting it up on Tuesday. So hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I'm really excited to record today. I just got like a burst of energy and inspiration, so I'm running with it. Let's do our usual setting the scene. I do have a coffee today, thank God. It's very good also, by the way, like so good today. I got Starbucks. This is a venti iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso with 2 pumps of cinnamon dolce syrup added. And that is my favorite way to get this. I just am obsessed. If you don't like sweet too much, maybe only try 1 pump of cinnamon dolce, but in a venti, since it's so big, I get 2. It's just so good. Like, this is my treat coffee. It's like $7, at least in the city, but everything is more expensive here. But I also think that Starbucks is just crazy expensive. That's why I always make my coffees at home. But today I was out and about this morning, so I figured I would get one from Starbucks. Let me just take a drink really quick before I forget and it freaking melts and then all the ice is water, because then it's, yeah. I have a bad habit of doing that. I will make myself a coffee girl, get a coffee, and then I forget to drink it until, like, I forget that I have it for some reason until like 6 hours later, and then all the ice is melted and it's completely watered down. I don't know what it is about that for me. I feel like the act of making the coffee or going to get the coffee and then like just the fact that I have a coffee next to me makes me feel productive and makes me feel like I can like get a start to my day, but then I forget to drink it. Let me know if anyone else is like that. Not that you can comment on this, but I just want to know if there, I can't be the only one that does that. It's really weird. Okay. So this morning I was out and about. I had a little event that I went to with iBuyDirect. It was in Brooklyn at this really cool vintage store. They had like a lot of designer vintage pieces, which was really cool. They gave me a gift card, so I did end up getting something. I'm really excited. I'm making a little TikTok with them, like vlog style of my morning. So definitely go check that out. If you don't follow me on TikTok, it's not my main platform, but I like to post things on there, mostly bullshit. Like, I genuinely mostly post bullshit on TikTok because that is what seems to work the best. Anyway, so that was this morning. And then after I was done at the event, I walked over to Starbucks because the event was at Industry City in Brooklyn and there was a Starbucks there. So I actually didn't have a single drip of coffee before I left my house this morning, which is shocking and confusing and surprising for me. It's really not that serious. I sound very dramatic right now, but I'm a girl who loves her coffee, and not having it is weird. Yeah, so that was really cool. I got to actually meet a celebrity stylist who has worked with like Blake Lively. It's crazy. I don't know. It was really cool. It was a really cool experience. I've never done anything like that before. So that's what I did this morning. I shot those clips, then I got home, and now I'm sitting here and I'm recording. Before I get into today's episode and the topic I have for today, I do want to give a little update on what I talked about last week. First and foremost, I just want to say, if you took the time to listen to that episode, thank you for hearing me out or just, you know, listening, being there. I really, really appreciate it. I received so many messages, comments, texts, so many kind words from so many people after that. I was like overwhelmed in a good way with the response, like the positive response from that. And I also had a lot of people telling me that they related to what I was saying, or it made them feel less alone, or it was like somebody pulled their thoughts out of their head and put them into words. And that means the absolute world to me. And that is why I wanted to post it in the first place. I recorded that episode a couple of days after I had my, you know, meltdown. So I was already a little bit removed from it and like able to talk about it with more of a clear head. Now I am about a week removed. I have talked to my doctor twice. I just actually talked to her again yesterday, and I'm going back on the medication, the sertraline Zoloft that I was on before I started this new one that really fucked me up. I'm just going back on that one because I was stable on that, and we're just gonna figure it out from there. I have now on my to-do list to find a psychiatrist and find a therapist. Obviously, therapy has been on my list for so long. It's so easy for me to put it off because it's in my head, it's so much work. Just the thought of adding something else to my plate makes me feel so overwhelmed because, like I just talked about, everything just feels so overwhelming and every new task feels hard. That task specifically is so hard, at least in my mind, because I'm like, well, then I have to go through and I have to contact all these people and then I have to explain my story to all these people. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's so much effort and energy. I barely have any energy to put towards the things that I already have to do. So anything above and beyond that just feels so fucking impossible for me. That's why I just put it off. And I know that's not good. And I know that my mental health needs to come before everything else. Like, I tend to put my work and pretty much everything really before my mental health. Like, everything else takes precedence to my mental health, which is not the way that I should be looking at things. I don't know why. I know how important mental health is in general, and I know how important my own is because I obviously feel the effects of it every single day, but I still find it so much easier to just put it to the side for everything else. I place more importance on external things, like people I am responsible to, or like just what people think of me, ahead of my own mental health. Like, if something has to suffer, at least let it be something that I can suffer with by myself. I don't want other people to think that I am not capable or competent or whatever. But that's just so stupid. I literally have paused this episode every 10 seconds because something loud is happening. Literally no matter what time of the day I'm recording, it is so fucking loud. So, okay. I always put my mental health and my mental stability on the back burner for everything else, and that's something that I need to stop doing. But it's the problem is that that requires me to create a boundary and not cross it. Like, actually hold myself to the boundary that I've set. And for some fucking reason, I have issues setting boundaries for myself between my work and my life. I pretty much have no work-life balance. Let's start there. Since my life is my work, it feels difficult to separate the two because they're so often intertwined. But then when it comes to work-life balance, like, I don't know how to set those boundaries because my life is my work on purpose. So whatever, that's just something that I'm working on. But the bottom line is I am feeling a lot better. I've been on the up and up since everything happened. Honestly, after I hit like really low points, I find that I bounce back so much better in a way. Some of my best ideas that I've ever had have come after a breakdown. Usually in the middle of the night, if I'm thinking about things too much, as one sometimes would do in the middle of the night, I might think myself down a spiral. And then after I'm done spiraling, I will just get such good ideas out of nowhere. I think that it kind of illustrates the concept that when you're at the bottom, the only direction you can go is up. And that is kind of true. At least for me, that's what I notice that happens. So I've been better. Still trying to be gentle on myself. But yeah, that's just going to be a work in progress for a long time. That's not something that can happen overnight since I'm so used to being so incredibly hard on myself. But yeah, anyway, don't even know what I just said. Sorry if that was really rambly. But the point is that I've been doing better since then. And I'm hopefully going to continue to do better. And thank you so much to everybody who had something nice to say or just listened, like gave me time out of your day to listen to what I had to say. I really appreciated it. And I'm really happy that my story or just me sharing my thoughts could help some people to at least feel less alone, because that is really what I'm doing this for. So for this week's episode, I wanted to do something uplifting. I just felt that it was necessary. I felt like we could all maybe use a little uplifting episode. I know that I can, so hopefully somebody else out there can too. But this episode was inspired by something that I actually saw on Instagram last night. So I saw a post that a lot of my friends were sharing on their stories, and it was from an account called Everyday Connection, and I've also seen Everyday_Connection, sorry. And I've also seen a post like this go around from We're Not Really Strangers, and it's essentially just a notes app of little things that aren't little. So let me just read you the post that I shared it to my story too, because I really liked the things that it said and I liked the concept, and I decided I want to make an episode about this. So this says, little things that aren't little. Calling to chat and check in. The I in front of I love you. Texting someone after you hang out. You can come versus I want you to come. A smile or a compliment from a stranger. This made me think of you. Flowers for no reason. What do you need right now? Singing some music in the car. Big warm hugs. I appreciate you. And remembering your coffee order. Just some little, again, little things that someone may do that are actually important and big things and can have a big impact. So I saw this and I already had an idea to do an episode about just finding joy, and finding joy specifically in simple little everyday things that may not seem significant, but they actually are. So I kind of wanted to combine those two into one. So today we're going to be talking about little things that aren't little and finding joy in simple things in life. I am a huge believer that the smallest things in life can be the ones that spark the most joy. Little things can turn out to be the things that actually make the difference. The smallest things, like your coffee tasting really good in the morning, like you just made your best at-home coffee yet, that's a really small thing if you think about it in the grand scheme of your day or life or the world, but you can just feel so much joy from that, and it can start your day off on such a positive note. Really, all life is a collection of little moments. There are big things in life, obviously, that we look forward to, big events, trips, milestones, things like that, but those take up such a small percentage of life if you think about it, because most of life is the journey, not the end goal or the destination or the achievement, the big thing. It's all the little things that build you up or get you to that end goal. I would say, I'm making this up, but I would say that 95% of life, maybe even more, is little things, made up of little things. And then 5% is the big, huge, exciting milestones, achievements, trips, big monumental things in life that you tend to look forward to. That's a very small percentage, and it honestly probably is even smaller. I'm just spitballing numbers out here. My point is, though, that most of life is a collection of little moments. If you think about your day-to-day, let me just think about my day-to-day. I don't do something exciting every day. I probably do like maybe one exciting thing a week at most. And that exciting thing could just be like a planned hangout with some friends or going out to dinner or going to get drinks or something like that. Not like a big, you know, trip or a promotion. Not that I work for myself. Like what am I going to do? Promote myself. But you get the point. Like things like that are what you think of big things, big milestones. But on a weekly basis, the big, quote unquote, big things in my life are actually kind of small things, like being social, hanging out with a friend, getting to spend a couple hours in somebody else's company, getting to eat your favorite pasta, getting to go to your favorite bar, getting to, you know, whatever. Those are the biggest things that could happen in my week. If those are the biggest things that are going to happen or that could happen in my week, then that means the rest of the week really is a collection of quite small things. But just because the rest of it's made up of small things doesn't mean that it's insignificant. It doesn't mean that it can't spark a ton of joy. It doesn't mean that it's boring or mundane. It's just not everything that you do in life is exciting. And most of the day-to-day really isn't that exciting. Or I should say, it's not inherently exciting, I guess. If somebody else from the outside would look at your day-to-day, would they think it was boring? Maybe. But all that matters is that you are finding joy in the little things that you're doing in your day. You making a really good coffee in the morning to start your day might be boring or small or mundane or insignificant to an onlooker, somebody that isn't you. But if that's something that you really appreciate, then that thing isn't boring for you. That's not mundane. That's a big deal. And it makes you happy. And anything that sparks joy, anything that brings you joy, is important, no matter how big or small it is. Which is why it is important to find joy in small, simple, everyday things, and not always just waiting for the next big thing to happen to you. I'm guilty of this. I will tell myself, like, in order to quote unquote get through the week, I need to have at least one thing a week that I'm looking forward to. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with planning something extra fun or exciting or something that you are really looking forward to in your week. But I think that the concept of, like, doing that just so that you can quote unquote get through the week is missing the point. The point of life isn't to get through it, it's to live it. And if you're always waiting for the next big thing to happen, there are so many little moments that you're letting pass you by that you could be finding joy in. You're just not focused on those. You're not seeing those. You're tunnel visioned on the big thing. And this is something that's really easy to do in life, especially if you aren't happy or satisfied with your day to day. Maybe it really is mundane and boring to you, and the only thing that you're finding joy in right now is looking forward to that big thing. If that is the case, then I think a mindset shift is in order. Either you need to add little things into your day that do make you happy, or you need to start looking at the things that are happening during your day in a different way. There are so many moments that are happening all around us, to us, that we're creating. So many moments. Life is a collection of little moments. Every single day is. And each moment is an opportunity to feel joy. I say opportunity because it's not something that may inherently be really exciting to you. You may have to look for it. And that's why half this episode I wanted to call finding joy in the simple things. It's not always going to, like, jump out and slap you in the face. Sometimes you have to go looking for it. This is why it's easier to just look towards bigger things in the future, because those things, like travel or graduation or a promotion or a holiday or a birthday that's quote unquote big, those things are inherently exciting for most people. And it's easy to associate them with joy. But sometimes the smaller things in the day, like making an omelet, I don't know, making yourself lunch, doing your skincare. I'm somebody who, like, actually hates doing my skincare, so I probably shouldn't say that, but some people enjoy it. I don't know. It depends on what you want to find joy in. It's not as easy sometimes to find the joy in little things because it's not always as clear, but that doesn't mean that it isn't there. And this doesn't just apply to things happening to you in your own day. You can do simple things for other people that don't take a lot of time, effort, money, whatever, but they could be the most impactful things that could literally change somebody's life. Something as simple as smiling at somebody. If they are having a bad day and you smile at them, that could legitimately turn their entire day around. It sounds silly, but it is true. You can't underestimate the power of joy. Bringing joy into somebody else's life, bringing joy into your own life. Joy is a very, very powerful thing. My point here is that the quote unquote little things are actually the big things. There are, first of all, way more of them than there are of big things. There's more opportunity with little things to make a difference. And at the end of the day, the little things are what turn out to be the difference makers in your life, in other people's lives, in your relationships with people. Never ever underestimate the power of a little thing. Now, I wrote a little notes app of my own with some little things that aren't little to me, and I wanted to share them with you for fun. I didn't write a very long list. I was just kind of brainstorming, so if I think of more things, I will add them, but let's just read down the list. So the first thing that I wrote is freshly washed sheets. Oh my gosh. There are not many things that make me feel better or cozier than freshly washed sheets. Getting into your bed at night when you just wash your sheets and change your sheets and, you know, made your bed or whatever. Bonus points if you just, like, shaved your legs too. Oh, that is one of the greatest simple pleasures in life. I swear to God. It is just so cozy. I sleep so well it's my first sleep in freshly washed sheets, it just feels so comforting. And I love it. And it makes me so happy. It's something that's literally so small and it's so easy to do, but it just makes me so freaking happy. And I feel like that's kind of a universal one because it's, who doesn't love that, honestly? This next one is something that I talked about a little bit, I alluded to, and that is making my morning coffee. I'm not lying when I tell you that making my morning coffee is what gets me out of bed sometimes. Actually, most times. I'll be laying in bed and I'll be thinking about all of the things that I have to do that day. Maybe I'm getting overwhelmed already and I just open my eyes. But then I think about the fact that I get to make my coffee. I love my coffee machine so much. It was an investment for sure, but for me, it's one that was so unbelievably worth it. I've had it for almost 3 years and it makes my absolute favorite cup of coffee. I love playing around with the combinations of like creamers and syrups and whatever the hell else. I don't know. I like making seasonal ones. I just love it. It's so fun. I feel like a barista. It's a nice little, you know, 10, 15 minutes out of my morning that I get to just make my freaking coffee. And I love coffee. It makes me happy. It makes me feel productive. I've already talked about how I have Pavlov conditioned myself to associate an iced coffee with productivity. I feel like I talked about that in like the first episode. If not the first, then it was another episode. I literally was quoted in a New York Times article saying that because that's how fucking strongly I feel about it. But I love it. I love my combination of coffee. I love my little recipe that I have going. It makes me so happy. And I know that it's good every time because I've been doing the same shit for like 2 years and it is so good. I haven't gotten sick of it. And even if I do get sick of it, the world is my oyster. I can simply buy a new syrup or a new creamer and make something else. And it just, the possibilities are endless and it makes me so excited every morning. I have cute little glasses I like to put them in. I have little mason jars I'll use. I have my little matching glass straws. I have the little beer can glasses or whatever. I got them from Amazon. They're linked on my storefront if anyone wants to get the same ones. The ones I bought are in there, but it makes me so happy. I love it. And also when I'm making my morning coffee, I'm doing my whole morning routine really, I will pop on my headphones, my over-ear ones specifically. I don't know, I just like wearing those around the house. I'll turn on a podcast or I'll turn on a YouTube video and I love doing those things. When I'm doing a mindless task like making a coffee, I mean, there's really not much thought that goes into it for me at this point because I've been doing the same thing for a really long time. So I have it down to a science. I could probably do it in my sleep, but that's my enrichment time. That's me having enrichment time in my enclosure, listening to a podcast or watching a YouTube video from one of my friends or one of my favorite creators. It just makes me feel good. It makes me, I can focus on something else in the morning than feeling overwhelmed or stressed about the things that I might have to do that day. It's just a peaceful time for me. It's 10 or 15 minutes of peace and focusing on something else while I'm making a coffee for myself that I know that I'm going to enjoy. And I know that it'll make me feel good to sit down at my desk, especially when my desk is clean, which it's not right now. I should probably like put some things away after I'm done recording this episode. But oh, the fucking ideal scenario, okay? I'm gonna just give it to you right now. The ideal morning scenario. I wake up. I walk into the kitchen. Actually, no. Psych. God, I already messed up. I wake up. I grab my headphones, my over-the-ear ones. I grab my phone and I turn on a podcast or a YouTube video, walk into the kitchen, make my coffee, come into my room, put my coffee down on my desk, my clean, decluttered desk that's all ready for me to sit down and work at. I make my bed so that I'm not tempted to get back in it. Maybe I change into a cute little matching set, like a comfy one, because I work from home, so I'm not wearing jeans in my own house. That's just asinine. I'll put on a little matching set, a lounge set. I don't know, that makes me feel cute. That's another thing that I should probably add on here to this list of little things that aren't little. A matching set, specifically a matching lounge set. Oh my God, never underestimate the power of one of those because I feel so put together, but also so cute and comfy. Unmatched vibes. And then I'm done with that. I sit down at my desk and I have my nice little coffee. I'm sipping it while I'm starting my work. Let me add also that the sun is shining during all of this. Ideally, it will be a sunny day. I say this because we've just been, There's been so much cloudiness and gloominess in New York the last month. So I'm just like manifesting sun at this point that it like shows itself. But all of that with like the sunshine coming through my windows in the morning, nothing I love more than morning light. I love morning light. Ugh. Also, maybe I have my window cracked, so I have some nice like morning air coming in. Oh my God. See, and that entire scenario that I just narrated for you guys is a collection of little moments. That whole thing is a collection of little moments. Not one thing in that was a big, like, monumental thing. None of it. I made a coffee. I opened my window to let some fresh air in. I made my bed. I started listening to a podcast or a video. None of those things are like a big deal. But all of them together, it's a collection of little moments that all bring me joy, and they come together and they make a difference. That just started me off on a good foot. That started my morning off in a really happy light. And that carries on. That energy carries through the rest of my morning and how I start my day, and really carries through the rest of the day too. All from that collection of little moments that spark joy for me. Moving on to the next thing on my list, finally, I wrote compliments not about appearance. I also feel like this is a pretty universal one. It also doesn't hurt to have compliments about appearance, okay? Like saying I look pretty, or you like my hair or my smile or whatever, you like my outfit, things like that, they make me feel good. Can't even lie. I will accept those any day. But it's the compliments that aren't about appearance that make a huge difference for me. Let me give you an example. The other day, I had not one, but like two or three of my friends that all said the same thing to me separately. And that was this, that hanging out with me and spending time with me feels refreshing. Like I feel like a refreshing presence in their lives. I almost fucking cried. That is one of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me. And I don't know if they said it because they thought that I was, here I am self-sabotaging, but I'm like, I don't know if they said it because they knew I was going through some stuff. But either way, that is just such a kind thing to tell somebody, that they feel refreshing. Are you kidding me? That's exactly how I want to feel, or how I want to make other people feel when I'm with them. And the fact that I had two or three people that said that to me, just, I don't know, that made my whole day, my whole week, probably my whole month. Like that just really changed things around for me, because I feel like I am so always in my head. I'm so self-conscious about so many things, especially when it comes to my friends, because I have had friendships in the past that I thought that we were going to be friends for the rest of our lives. And then we had like falling outs and things like that have really made an impact on the way that I view myself as a friend, and just the way that I view friendships in general. The way that I view friendships in general. So it's definitely like those things have like shaken me and my confidence in friendships. So just hearing things like this, hearing people tell me that I feel refreshing, it just is so validating, and it makes me so freaking happy. And it's, I don't know, it's a small word. It may not, you know, be as significant to the person saying it as it is for me to hear it, because they might not have known that that's exactly what I wanted and needed to hear right now. That was a one sentence thing that they just said to me, and it made that much of an impact. It's a little thing, but it was huge and it made a difference. Next on my list, be safe. When people tell me to be safe, or I tell my friends to be safe, every time I'm with my friends in person and then we part ways, I always tell them to be safe. I don't know. It's kind of the same vibe as like text me when you get home type of thing, or like be careful. Just, I always tell them to be safe because I love them. And that's like one of the ways that I'm telling them that I love them without saying like the words, I love you. There's so many ways to say I love you that aren't just straight up, I love you. And that's one of the biggest ones for me. If I tell you to be safe, it's because I love you and I care about you. Ooh, here's another thing I didn't put on the list, but I'm going to add right now. When someone tells you to text them when you get home, and then if I get home and I haven't texted, and they follow up. Like, they'll be like, did you get home okay? Typically, I do text my friends after I'm done hanging out with them that I've gotten home safe. But if I forget and they then follow up and ask if I did get home safe, that means so much. Sometimes I feel like people will just say text when you get home, and then it's just like, that's it. But if you go one step further to confirm that I've gotten home safely, it just means so much. It makes me really happy and it makes me feel valued. And again, that's a really small thing to do. It probably takes a total of 5 seconds to type that message out and click send. But it just shows how much you care. The next thing I wrote is when my cat puts her paw on me. Oh my God. I could just write like 10,000 things on this list just about my cat because I love her so much. And she truly brings so much joy into my life. Like, just her presence and her existence makes me so happy. I wake up every morning and I see her and my heart literally warms. Like, I feel it. You know that feeling when something makes you so happy or you love something so much that it like actually creates like a sensation in your chest? That's how I feel when I see my cat because I love her so much. Oh my God. So this is the situation here is I will be sitting on the couch in the living room, like watching TV or something, and she will come up and she likes to lay on the back of the couch. I have a blanket up there. Like, it's specifically for her. Like, she knows that's her spot. She always lays up there. And if I'm sitting there on the couch doing whatever and she comes up, she'll like lay herself down. But then while she's like mid nap, she'll adjust herself or she'll move something or she'll stretch, and she will sometimes like outstretch her little paws or her little feet, and they'll like end up resting on my shoulder or something as I'm sitting there. Oh my God. It just, ugh. I love her. It's so cute. And it makes me so happy. Like, it just makes me feel like she feels comfortable and safe and that she loves me. Since she can't tell me she loves me with words, I just interpret all of these things that she does as her telling me that she loves me, and I love her so much. I wrote another one a couple down about my cat. I'm just gonna say that one now so I can group them together, but this is one of the best things in the entire world to me. When I walk in the door at really any given time of the day, I'll go anywhere and I'll come back, my cat always greets me at the door. She's always there. She's like, you're back. I love her so much. Oh my God. She'll like rub her little self up against my legs and like start purring. Oh, it just makes me feel so loved. I love animals so much. My cat's name is Charlie, by the way. I think we all need to become very familiar with that because Charlie is the star of the show and she is the most important. So not me, Charlie. She is Charley for reference. Anyway, she's gonna be 2 in April and I love her with my entire heart. If I haven't said that enough times. But yeah, when I walk in the door and she greets me at the door. It just happened when I came home from my morning outing. Sometimes if she's not directly in the kitchen when I walk in, I'll hear the little pitter-patter of her paws. Jogging, really. She doesn't really run. She just jogs. Jogging down the hallway. Or I'll hear her like plop off the bed. She'll jump off the bed and then start jogging towards me when she hears me come in. And it just is the greatest thing ever. And it makes me so happy. So that's definitely up there. And it's like, she doesn't know she's doing that. That's just her natural reaction, but it means so much to me because I love her. And that's, I feel like her telling me that she loves me. This is actually the last thing that I wrote on this list. When somebody tells you that you make a difference. I first was told this phrase in a comment on a YouTube video, and I have not forgotten it since. Somebody wrote a nice comment and then they ended it with, you make a difference. Such a simple sentence, but it just holds so much weight. Such an impactful thing to say to somebody. And that has become one of my absolute favorite compliments to receive and to give. If I feel that you're making a difference, I'm going to tell you that you make a difference, period. And I don't know, I just know how hearing that made me feel. So if there's a chance that it could make somebody else feel the same way, or maybe someone really needed to hear that. Maybe they are questioning if what they're doing even adds value, or if they are reaching people or making a difference in someone's life. It's never a bad thing to remind them that they're doing a good job and that they're making a difference. There's literally, you can't lose from telling somebody that. You really can't lose from complimenting somebody at all, especially if it's something that's not about appearance. Commenting positively about somebody's energy or like the you feel refreshing compliment, like things like that. It's never a bad time to say something like that to somebody and just lift them up. Literally, if you feel like saying that to somebody, just say it. You have no idea how that could impact their day. You don't know if they might need it or not. And maybe they're already in a good headspace, but it never hurts to hear something like that because it's so kind. And I just feel like compliments that aren't about your appearance just mean so much because it really is what's on the inside that counts. And just reminding somebody that they're doing a good job and that you love them and you love what they do and they're making a difference. It's a short sentence, a short message or text, but it really could mean the entire world to them, like it did for me. When I read that in the comment, it just meant so much to me. Like, it was so impactful to see those four words, "you make a difference," period. I don't know. That is one of the best things anyone's ever said to me. Ooh, okay. So I posted on the podcast Instagram. I put a little sticker on the story and asked for y'all to give me some of your favorite things that are little things that aren't little. And I was reading them and I wanted to read some of them out loud. And somebody just said homemade meals. And this made me think of another one I wanted to add to my list. Homemade meals. Oh my gosh. Especially since I've moved out. When I visit home and I have a home-cooked meal, oh, especially if it's a dish that I have eaten like my whole life and it's like one of my childhood favorites, oh my God. It means so much more to me than just a meal. It is so nostalgic and comforting and just makes me so happy and grateful. A home-cooked meal to me is like a hug, and especially one cooked by my mom or my dad when I'm home or my grandma, like, ugh. Yeah, so I wanted to add that to my list, but now I wanted to go through and read some of these that you guys wrote. Somebody said small things that they've remembered. This is extremely true. Just knowing that somebody's listening and that they care enough to remember a detail about you and then they like recall it back to you. It's just so reassuring that they care, and it also just feels good that somebody was listening, you know? Aw, someone said unconditional love from your pet. This is so true! Oh my gosh, this is exactly what I meant. This is exactly what I was talking about. They make me so happy. Take your time whenever you're ready, somebody said. So true. This feels like somebody physically taking a weight off of your shoulders when they tell you to take your time whenever you're ready, like no rush. I don't know. It just feels really good. Oh, this is such a good one. Someone making space for you in a group circle / when you're walking on the sidewalk. Oh my gosh, this is so freaking true. I'm about to start crying. Like if there's a circle of people standing and you're just kind of slightly behind somebody or you're walking with a group of people on the sidewalk and you're kind of like the one behind them, somebody noticing that and making room for you, or even if like you're walking and they step back to walk with you so you're not alone, or you're not like hanging behind awkwardly, that is such a huge deal. It's a small gesture, but it means so freaking much. Somebody said, people who notice when things actually aren't okay. Yeah. Like if somebody reads your energy and they ask you if you're okay, maybe not like out loud if you're in like a group setting, but they just kind of make some type of gesture to you that is like a I see you type of thing, or maybe they pull you aside and ask if you're okay. Just somebody noticing that type of thing and following up on it is huge. I think I'm going to compile a list of a bunch of them and post them on the Instagram so I can share as many of them as possible, because I could literally be here talking all day, and I've realized I've almost been talking for an hour, which by the time I cut this down, at the time you're at right now, it probably is not the time I'm looking at. But I just really wanted today's episode to be a reminder to find joy in the simple everyday things in your life, and just to remember that there are so many little things that aren't little in your own life and in things that you can do for other people. The little things are what make the difference. Life is a collection of little moments, and it's important to find joy in the small and simple everyday things. Try not to always just wait for the next big thing. It's perfectly okay to be excited about big things. Obviously, like, you should be excited about big things because they're big for a reason and they're important and they're monumental. But that doesn't mean that you should look past all of the things that are happening on a daily basis in your life. Just because they aren't as big as the, like, exciting milestone doesn't mean they don't still have the ability to impact your life just as much. It's really in the little things every day where you can start to make a big change in your life. Reframing how you look at some of those things, or maybe incorporating some more things that bring you joy into your day. They don't have to be anything crazy, like nothing expensive or time consuming. It can literally be such a small thing, like listening to your favorite song the first thing in the morning. I don't know, that takes like 5 minutes. But little things like that do add up and they make a difference. And I think that the more we can appreciate and find joy in the small everyday things in life, the more we're going to enjoy life as a whole. I feel like sometimes I look back and I'm like, where has the time gone? I feel like I blinked and I missed all of these moments. Like, where, what even happened? How did we get here? And I think that maybe that could be because I too tend to just look forward to things. I always have something that I'm looking forward to, and I'm not paying attention to where I am right now and the things that are happening around me right now. And I think that it just all comes back to being present in the moment, which is a really difficult thing to do, especially if your current situation isn't where you want to be. You're kind of always striving towards something more or something bigger down the line in the future. But the future does not exist, first of all. We can plan for it. We can, you know, have goals for it, but we shouldn't live for it because it doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is the present moment. And by just looking to the future all the time, we're wasting the only actual moment that we have. So I'm going to try to remember that. If you needed to hear this, then maybe you can try to remember that too. But I think that's all I had to say today. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening for another week. Did I say this was the 5th episode at the beginning of this? I meant 6th. That's embarrassing. Do something nice for yourself this week. Go out of your way for yourself and go out of your way for somebody else. It's going to make you feel good. If you want to, you can DM me on the podcast Instagram. It's Digital Diary Pod. And you can tell me what you did and how it made you feel. Doesn't have to be big. We just talked about for the last like 50 minutes how little things are actually the big things. So maybe just compliment somebody and also give yourself a compliment in place of where you might criticize yourself. Start with the basics and from there we can grow. I hope you all have a great rest of your day, rest of your week, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.